Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station. So glad you're going to spend a little bit of time with us today, and hopefully we can make you feel a little bit better. Reminder about Tri-State Livestock News, a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for the Tri-State region as well as nationwide. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. And it's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
We want to also send out a shout-out to everybody listening at Bowman, North Dakota's KPOC, 1340 AM. Delighted to have you here. Make sure you let them know you appreciate the good stuff.
We want to remind you, if you have items you'd like to share with us so that we can share them on the good stuff, send those to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. Overheard at a grocery store by someone waiting in line behind a woman speaking on her cell phone in another language. Ahead of her was a white man. After the woman hangs up, he speaks up. Man says, "I didn't want to say anything while you were on the phone, but you're in America now. You need to speak English." The woman says, "Excuse me?" The man very slowly says, "If you want to speak Mexican, go back to Mexico. In America, we speak English." The woman answers, says, "Sir, I was speaking Navajo. If you want to speak English, go back to England."
Bazinga.
Yeah, I guess that got him.
Yep, there you go, there you go. Duly noted, touche. Okay, I got one. One morning, three Alabama good old boys and three Yankees were in a ticket line at Birmingham train station heading to Atlanta for a big football game. The three Northerners each bought a ticket and watched as the three Southerners bought just one ticket between them. "How are the three of you going to travel on only one ticket?" asked one of the Yankees. "Watch and learn," answered one of the boys from the South. When the six travelers boarded the train, the three Yankees sat down, but the three Southerners crammed into a bathroom together and closed the door. Shortly after the train departed, the conductor came around to collect tickets. He knocked on the bathroom door and said, "Ticket, please." The door opened just a crack and a single arm emerged with a ticket in hand. The conductor took it and moved on. The Yankees saw this happen and agreed it was a quite clever plan. Indeed, so clever that they decided to do the same thing on the return trip and save some money. That evening after the game, when they got to the Atlanta train station, they bought a single ticket for the return trip, while to their astonishment, the three Southerners didn't buy even one ticket. "How are you going to travel without a ticket?" asked one of the perplexed Yankees. "Watch and learn," answered one of the Southern boys. When they boarded the train, the three Northerners crammed themselves into the bathroom and the three Southerners crammed themselves into the other bathroom across from it. Shortly after the train began to move, one of the Southerners left their bathroom and walked quietly over to the Yankees' bathroom. He knocked on the door and said, "Ticket, please." There's just no way on God's green earth to explain how the Yankees won the war.
You ought to be thinking all the time.
That's right. I thought they were going to say, "My friend across the hall has it."
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kind of would have worked about the same way, wouldn't it?
Yep, that's right.
A couple of little short things here. One of these from Julie Carter. I had this a while back on her Facebook, "Cowgirl's Guide to Grit and Gumption. Eagles don't travel with flies." Think about that.
That's right. They eat them.
Important comes in two sizes, yours and mine.
Very good.
That's kind of a good way to look at it.
Yeah. What's important to you? Huh,
might not be as important to me.
That's right. Okay?
The warmest fire comes from wood you have chopped yourself.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Try to live till you die, not just till you get run over. Anyway.
Make every moment count.
Yes. Courage and guts make your word good. And one more of those from Julie Carter. Occasional flashes of silence can sometimes be mistaken for brilliance.
And you know the old saying, open your mouth and remove all doubt.
That's right. There's a lot of wisdom in those. Thanks to Julie Carter.
Yeah, those are very good.
For sharing those here. Eagles don't travel with flies, and keep your mouth shut.
May the warm winds of heaven blow softly on your house, and may the Great Spirit bless all who enter there. An Indian blessing by way of Jerry Dabrowski.
Again, if you would like to send something to us, it's pretty easy. Send it to Kim H. Burge. That's middle initial H as in Hill. Burge is B-U-R-G-E at gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.